Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. And we are with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Happy holidays, sir.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Hope that you and all of the listeners have a great holiday.
It's a Tuesday, normally a day off, but not this week because the players are in today. They'll be off on Thursday. It's been a challenging year, right? You go back and win this team is 1-8, and probably your patience gets tested every year, but also 3 straight wins, 4 of your last 6. And the question is, were you ever asking yourself, are we going in the right direction? And have you answered that?
Yeah, no, I know that, we're moving in the right direction, maybe not as fast as you'd like it to be. Obviously didn't expect to start as poorly as we did in terms of the wins and losses, but there were always signs of some real positive things with a lot of not just our rookie players, but some of the, second and third year guys as well. So, not getting enough wins at the beginning of the year, it's challenging mentally for your entire organization, but I wouldn't say that... Wouldn't say that we were discouraged in terms of the direction we're headed.
Tyler Shuck got his first start against the Rams when you were 1-8. And at that point, were you like, okay, we need to see what we got? Because even though you weren't eliminated from the playoff situation, but we need to see what you got with the draft coming up. And I know that's April, but have you seen enough?
Yeah, you see a lot of speculation about that. We like Tyler Shuck in the evaluation process. That's why we drafted him where we did. All the things that we saw in the offseason during training camp just reinforced the things that we liked about him during the evaluation. I just think it's unfair to label any player, particularly a quarterback, after 1 year or after even 2 years. It just takes a while for these guys to get comfortable, to get close to their potential. It's just, there's a development process here. And, for anyone, to make these judgments after, 6 or 7 or 8 starts or 10 starts is just, it's insane. I mean, all you have to do is look around at the players in our league that started off slow and ended up being really successful to understand that it's a process. Our best quarterback, Drew Brees, who's, headed for the Hall of Fame, I think if you went back and looked at his first year, second year, third year, you'd see the development and you'd see flashes of where maybe that's where he could he could end up, but you'd also see times when you would say, ah, he's not going to make it. So I just think it's unfair to put labels on these guys. Now, all that being said, yes, we've seen some flashes. We've seen things from Tyler that we really like, but we saw that, we saw some of that in training camp, and we saw it in the off season and at practice. And obviously the fans and the majority of the media aren't privy to that.
And I asked Kellen this weeks ago, just the benefit that he got, because now as your fan, you go, wow, my gosh, we should have played in week three, right? You know, the benefit that he got by not having to play, came in the third quarter of week eight, by not having to play early.
Yeah, I just think that if you look over, again, you look back at history, you look at, you know, some of the successful quarterbacks in our league, a lot of them had the opportunity to, you know, get settled in, get acclimated, watch before they get thrown into the fire. Now, there are examples of guys that played immediately and ended up being really good quarterbacks in our league, but there are also lots of examples of guys that got thrown in before they were ready, and it ended up not being good for them in the long run. So that's the route we chose, and we're happy with that. I think the timing was right for Tyler to get in there and get some experience and get some reps, start these games, and he's done pretty well. But again, it's not a finished product, and I think that we would it's just unfair to start throwing labels that on these guys after such a short sample size.
This team was very aggressive from a trade standpoint at the end of training camp through the beginning of the season, still up until you could. And I'm kind of curious, I hope this isn't a weird question, but you traded for Fortner and Awesome Richards, and you got Xavier Truss from the waiver wire. William Sherman, after Denver waived him, you traded for Avele, for Polk. Is the quality of player... Because typically in the past, it might be a guy you might get off the waiver wire for free, right? You just pick him up, you know. But trading for some of these guys, is the quality that much better?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it is. Otherwise, we wouldn't make a trade for him.
Right.
And that's in our view. And I think all of the pickups that we've gotten what we've expected and even more. So, you know,
I mean, you wouldn't have made the trade for them if you didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, and people can say, well, maybe that guy would have come available on the waiver wire, and maybe they would have, but maybe not. And then you have the distinction of where are you picking in the waiver wire. So, you know, it's always those are always decisions that we discuss in-house. We talk. Our personnel department, we talk with our coaches, and we just make a judgment. And I'm happy with the things that we've done.
Especially like a valet, right? Because it was a couple of picks. He was a seventh rounder from Denver. The connection with Denver is kind of, I get it both ways. But 14 of his last 16 receptions have been between 10 and 20. Not explosives, but between 10 and 20. 14 to 16. That's pretty impressive. He's a big cat, goes up to get it. You have it's just the shoulder injury, so hard. He and both Devin Neal. But what you've seen thus far, and unfortunately because these guys have had a chance to play, maybe they, because of injuries, you've gotten a good look.
Yeah. I think Devon's done a really good job of getting in here, getting acclimated to the offense. It takes a little time again. Because you have to learn a new system, and then you also have to get familiar with, the quarterbacks and the players that you're playing with. He's got a skill set, I would say, not dissimilar to the things that we had with Mike Thomas. He's a bigger target. He's got a great ability to make contested catches. He can be physical. All the things that we were kind of missing in our group, he can bring to the table. And yeah, it's unfortunate that he got the shoulder injury, but I look at that as a small bump, and we're excited to have him.
Need to take a quick break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. Mike Hoss, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Still two games to play. I cleaned out the booth and I keep, you know, the other day and I'm like, well, it's just the home's, you know, schedule is done. When you look at Chris Olave and kind of what he has done after 2024, only played in the 8 games, had the concussions, to come back, I mean, literally across the board, with 2 games to play, everything's a career high. And yeah. If it's not, it will be. Maybe not yak yardage, but everything else will be. It's just very impressive.
Yeah. Listen, I'm real proud of Chris. Last year was a tough year on him. It was a tough year on him physically and really probably a tough year on him mentally. And so for him to come back and just produce week in and week out, it's a credit to him, a credit to his grit. You know, the things that he brings to the table from a skill set are unique. He's been a bell cow for us and just real proud of him. He gets a little overshadowed by our record, but he's had as good a season at receiver as anyone in the league, and that's a credit to him. Given the quarterback position's been a little unsettled, had 2 different guys in there, and so he's done really well, and we're proud of him and glad to have him.
He's caught 8 touchdowns from 3 different quarterbacks.
Is that right?
He's had 3.
That's
and
right.
He's a one, maybe a foot and a half away from throwing one as well. So that would have been a unique stat. I don't know what the question is. Is there a question that is answerable about Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis, who will be 37 next year, other than, daggone it, they've made the conversation more difficult. You heard Cam in post game said, talk to Mickey, to Mickey.
Yeah.
And so,
what those guys bring to the table is just really, really remarkable. You know, when you have a tough season and you're out of the playoffs, as early as we were, and you're a young team that, you're developing a lot of players. Listen, it's easy in human nature for veterans to kind of check out a little bit. And I'm just so proud of, our veterans, and that there's a lot of guys in this category, but led by DeMario and Cam and Alvin and these guys
and Taysom. I didn't want the list to get too long.
Yeah. Well, it's long. It's just name all the veteran players on our team. And they have been absolutely stellar in terms of being engaged, in terms of being professionals, encouraging the young players, keeping the energy level and the professionalism at a really, really high level. And that's a credit to them. And look, those guys have produced. They've played. They are really good players, and they're showing that they're good players. any discussion about next year, that's for after the season. And really, that's in their hands as much as it is in mine. So, and we'll have those discussions. We have them every year with, like Cam and DeMario. We have I have a sit down with them after every season and just talk about, okay, what do you want to do, and how does that fit for where we're going? And so we'll have that again. But I can't say enough great things about really all the veteran players on our team that have stepped up and got us to a point in the season where I think we all feel really optimistic about the future.
That's kind of where I was going to go next, is that you must appreciate the fervor that a Cam and a DeMario and an Alvin, who doesn't, I'm only going to play here. Yeah. Right, I'll go drink a margarita somewhere. That those guys like the direction the ship is going.
Yeah.
Right? That to me tells me a lot. They want to be back on the ship.
Yeah, our league has I don't really like the word, but in professional sports and sports in general, they talk a lot about culture. Well, the culture is set by the players in the locker room as much as anything, and for these guys to A, set the culture, like the culture, want to continue to be part of the culture, that's a credit to them. It really is, and really proud of that group.
I get asked a lot, tell me about Kellen Moore, the play caller and the head coach. And so I don't ever feel comfortable talking about his play calling. I mean, what the hell do I know? But I see a guy who's comfortable in his own skin, who's genuine, confident of his abilities. I guess you tell me, have you seen an evolution? I mean, it's not easy being a head coach in the NFL for your first time ever. Have you seen an evolution play calling wise? I mean, if I played Kellen Moore's interview from a May minicamp and I played you last night's interview from the Saints coaches show after their third straight victory, you couldn't tell them apart. That's just who he is. So I just wanted to get your take on his evolution as a head coach from a play calling standpoint and a head coach.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I don't really want to give an evaluation of our head coach.
I guess you've seen an evolution.
After 14 games. But look, I think the number one thing here is, and it's easy to see, is that he's a really genuine and authentic person as a coach. And the players feel that, and they've responded to it. It's really easy to get down and not be positive when you're in the middle of, a 1-8 or a 2-10 season. And you said it exactly right. He was the same every day, very positive. Talk about the process. He talks a lot about the process, and I think the players again have responded to that. Is that the last, when things aren't going well, the last thing you want from head coaches is being berated or Debbie Downer type of attitude, and he's never like that. And then in terms of being a head coach, there's a lot of nuance to it, and I think he's done a really good job. And I see improvement every day and a self evaluation and reflectiveness about him that hey, I could have done that better. Here's how I'll do it next time. So it's been really good.
Before we take our next break, I would be remiss because I would certainly say something if it were the other way around. Congrats to Oregon, their victory over James Madison in the first round of the CFP. I hope that for whatever reason, that I hope the group of five doesn't suffer. Right. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel like Tulane and JMU, because of the way Ole Miss and Oregon played, and Oregon, good golly, that was unbelievable. But I hope it doesn't penalize the group of five. But that was a great win.
Yeah. Look, I'm a proud alum of the University of Oregon, and I like it when we win. And I can, brag a little bit. Got a couple guys on our team that also went to Oregon, so we get to commiserate when things don't go well, but things have gone pretty well this year, and hopefully that continues.
So that's you and Shuck, right? Texas Tech. So
Shuck, he's got some Oregon, Ugo.
He has a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Juwan Johnson. we've got a couple others that at least had a brief stop there. So yeah. Peter Sermon on our staff is played there and then obviously played in the league and has coached. So well, I've got some reinforcements now.
Yeah. Well, I was in Lubbock before I came here. So, there you go. So you're going to beat James Madison and Texas Tech. Just going to get me twice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Take a quick break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. It is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. And we are talking with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. And I know we're not talking about players and what happens in 2026, but I have been through this list as many places as I can. How many draft picks do you have next year?
Yeah, good question.
I guess if you take compensatory out, actual draft picks.
Yeah, I can't even answer that right now. I got to go
back.
I got to go back.
I feel better. I've heard 7, 8, 9, you know, 1, 2, 3 are yours. 4 maybe a comp. Seattle's 4 and 5.
Yep.
And I think you have a 6. Maybe you don't have a sense.
I've got to go back and look because, you know, we've maneuvered some of those later round picks, and obviously we're hoping to have some compensatory help as well. So, you know, we'll get into that when the season's over. I honestly don't spend a lot of time thinking about the next year's draft until the season's over, but it's a good question. But we do have some draft capital, and depending upon where we end up, look, I'm looking for a later pick. I want to win these next two games. We want to win these next two games and continue that momentum. I think, you know, getting used to winning, finding ways to win games is more important than where you draft. We'll find a way to take advantage of our draft picks, regardless of where we end up picking. So I'm not in the category of let's lose games and improve our draft position. That doesn't appeal to me. I think the other side of that is more important. Look, we've had the early returns on the 2025 draft class are really good for us. And look, we start with Tyler, but Kelvin Banks, been really happy with his development. Jonas Sanker, who, you know, kind of got thrown in there, thrown the fire when we had an injury back there. Danny Stutzman's done some really good things. I was excited about Vernon Broughton before he got injured. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, next year, which will effectively be his rookie year. I think we're going to get, you know, some really good things from him. Quincy Riley's done some great things. Devin Neal, you know, Maliki, the tight end, we've seen a lot of good things in development and practice. And Fidel Diggs, who got a chance to come up a few times. So really excited about this draft class. You know, we need to repeat that in 26. Right. We need to have just as good a class and take advantage of the draft picks that we have. You know, I think our staff, one of the things that I can say about this new staff is they've done a great job of developing our younger guys and getting them extra work, you know, during practices and after practices and during training camp. And so excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, Jonas Sanker came in. He had Tyron Matthew, Justin Reed, and they brought Julian Blackman in because of Tyron, but that was just in 2 days. And so he's like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to learn. All of a sudden, he's thrown to the fire. Same with Quincy. A lot of these guys, they are going to come to camp next year in such a different mindset because of how much they played. Their job is sometimes you're going to get beat. You're just going to get beat. You're a secondary guy. You're a DB. You're going to get beat, and you got to learn from it. And so I just feel like they're going to be in such a different position. And kind of where I was going with and also with the draft is that you keep getting 8, 9 people, whatever the number is. You help, and they succeed, and you help yourself financially. You know, you kind of get out of this financial pushing, you know, kicking the can down the road a little bit. I'm sure Kai's going, but that does help.
Yeah, there's no question. There's a financial element to it, and a resource element, which, you know, when you do well in the draft, you know, you free up some of those resources, and then down the road you can, you know, take your shots in free agency. And so, you know, the downside of having injuries is that you've got injuries. The upside is that you get some of these younger players, you get some reps for them, you get game time, and instead, you know, when young guys come into our league, their first thing is, I just want to make the team, right?
and fit in. And then if they get a chance to play, you know, all of a sudden they realize that, hey, we belong. And once you do that, it accelerates your development. And I feel like this particular class has been able to get out there, get some time on task, feel like they belong, and it accelerates their development.
Two final questions. One's fun, one's tough. So did the tough one out of the way. You've been at this job a long time. You've been able to keep the noise on the outside, on the outside. This year has been tough because it felt personal, right? You got a wife, you have kids in school. I can't imagine. I mean, how do you deal with it?
It doesn't bother me. Honestly, I don't really hear it. I get a lot more support, direct support, than I get criticism. So it doesn't bother me. I'm going to do my job, and as long as Mrs. B and the football staff is pleased, that's the only people that I need to satisfy.
You know who I sit next to every week, and you know him well, yep. Deuce McAllister. In the pregame, on the air, he said, here's what I want. Here's what we need today. And he said, 10 tackles for a loss. And I'll be honest, I looked at him incredulously like, what? 10? Are you like, you know, really? And he said, 10. And he didn't get 10 because the most you'd ever had this year was 7. Never have 8, didn't have 9, didn't have 10.
Yeah.
He still didn't have 10. He got 11.
Yeah.
So great. I don't know if count, you know, I know you talk, you guys, you know, close, right?
Yep.
Talk to that guy more. Because you know why? When he asks for things, it happens.
Yeah, that's good.
It
good
happens. To know. That's pretty impressive.
You know, Deuce, he knows football, and he and I have a lot of conversations. We have, you know, kids that play on the same team, so in high school. So I get a chance to see Deuce a lot, and I value his opinion.
And finally, just the final two are important. There's a big difference between 5-12, because you were 5-12 last year, and 7-10, that would be winning your final five games.
Yeah. Again, it gets back to, you know, you want to get in the habit of winning, right? You want to understand what it takes to win, regardless of who the opponent is, because this is a tough league. The margin between the best and the worst in terms of record is very small. So we just want to go out there, put our best foot forward, have a good performance, and hopefully come out with a win. And I know our guys are going to do that. They have a lot of pride about their play. And then the last one's against Atlanta, so we always know.
Not worry about that one. They'll be up for that one.
Right.
Not worry about that one.
So we'd like to finish off strong.
Very good. Happy holidays to you and the family, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.